Blog Talk Radio.
Those that know it and you want to stand and sing it with us, it's okay. Church choir, you can stand right where you are. Song says,
I do.
Oh, no, yes. Let's say that again. I really do.
Come on, Lord, I love you.
Jesus. Come on, wrap your arms around yourself. When nobody else cared about you, he was there late in the midnight. Lord, I love you. Yes, I do love Jesus. I really do love him, I think. I do. Lord, I love him.
Amen. 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 Bless the Lord, Father God. And we do love you, Father God. We do love you. We do worship you, Father God. We adore you, Father God. And we honor you, Father God. We reverence you, Father. Oh, Father God, we love you so much. And Father, we thank you that you first loved us. Hallelujah. Glory be to your holy and to your righteous name. Father God, as we come on this morning, we come with a grateful heart. We come with an humble heart. We come, Father God, in spirit and in truth, Father. We come rejoicing in this brand new day. We come with an attitude of gratitude. We come in humility, confessing every sin of omission and commission. We thank you, Father, for that you have ushered us into a brand new day that we have not known, we have not seen, a day that you have made. And we just want to say thank you for it, God. We want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has devised to come up against us and our families and our destiny today. As we stand on the promises of your word to decree and to declare that absolutely no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, Father, it shall be condemned. And so we bless you, Father. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We pray for everybody, everywhere, everybody, everywhere, especially those who do not know you in the pardoning of their sins. We say thank you, Father. We say thank you. Now, Father God, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it. We thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for all that we are accomplishing, Father. Thank you that we lift Jesus up. And your word will never return unto you void, Father. Thank you, Father, that you and you alone will be glorified as usual. And our services today, Father, your people edified, Satan's horrified, Jesus Christ is Lord. And so we bless you, bless you, bless you. We bless you, Father. And we thank you right now that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you told your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And the church said amen, amen, amen. And the church said amen again. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. TGIF. Hallelujah. Today, God is first. Amen. And we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. And everything else is going to be added unto us. Amen. I'm your host on this morning, Dr. Alfreda, welcoming all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. What a way to start your day. Maybe it's nighttime where you are. Amen. It was whatever time. Hallelujah. When we're lifting up the word, amen, that's a good time, amen. So please enjoy the services, amen, and please keep on coming back, amen. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, giving God praise, glory, and giving God all of the honor, amen and amen and amen, hallelujah. All right, all right, all right, we pray that everyone is excited today, amen, glory. God has given us another opportunity, hallelujah. God has given us another chance, hallelujah, and we bless him, and we magnify his holy in his righteous name. Amen. Still, amen, enjoying, amen, the teachings and the sharings from, amen, our partners, amen, glory be to God, and those associated with this ministry, amen. And I'm telling you, the last 6 weeks have just been awesome, amen. And we just want to thank God, amen, for it. Amen. Yesterday, amen, we found out that the Judas, amen, because of the unforgiveness in Judas' heart, amen, it cost him his life. Amen. Because Judas was offended by Jesus, amen, and he betrayed. A friend became a betrayer, amen. And that unforgiveness in Judas' heart caused him his life. Beloved, don't let the unforgiveness in your heart cause you your life, amen. And so we bless the Lord. All right, we're going to go straight into the word on this morning, amen. Glory be to God, and we want to thank God. Amen. There's so much I can say about this young lady, amen, that's coming forward on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, she's a prayer warrior. Amen. She's a fighter. Amen. I'm talking about in the spirit. Amen. Fighting the good fight of faith. Very smart and intelligent young lady. Amen. She studies to show herself approved unto God and a workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. She's honest, amen. She is a supporter, strong supporter. She likes to have fun, amen. She likes to laugh and have fun. She is a teacher of the gospel, amen. She is very strategic, too. She's a very strategic person. She's a God lover, amen. She's a worker, a faithful worker in the Lord's kingdom and the Life for Jesus kingdom ministry partner, amen. Glory be to God, our friend in ministry. Our minister, Shannon Sproul, amen. We want to thank God for her today as she comes, amen, to share with us what the Lord has placed on her heart, amen, to share this morning, amen. So without any further ado, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our minister, Shannon, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities, amen. Minister Shannon, are you there?
Yes, I am, Pastor.
All right. All right. Amen. That's what we want to hear. Amen. God bless. And the floor is yours.
Thank you, Pastor. Father God, in Jesus' name, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, O Lord, my Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Good morning to everyone on the line. I won't be before you long, but God has given me a word. Actually, this word has been resonating and forming in my spirit for a few months now. But the topic of my message today, the topic of my message today is make sure you are ready. Make sure you are ready. And this is kind of like a question for the end, but that is my topic of my message. But I have a question. Are you really ready? Are you really ready for Christ to return? Are you really ready to do whatever God has laid on your soul and on your spirit for you to do on this earth as you walk about, as you do your daily task every day? I want you to remember that and ask yourself that in your spirit. Let that resonate in your heart. Are you really ready? My topic message comes from Matthew chapter 21. Starting at verses 12. Matthew 21, starting at verse 12. And Jesus entering, I'm reading from the Amplified Version, but I do also have the King James Version close to me. And Jesus entered the temple grounds and drove out with force all who were buying and selling birds and animals for sacrifice in the temple area. And he turned over the tables of the money changers who made a profit, exchanging foreign money for temple coinage, and the chairs of those who were selling doves for sacrifice. Now let's drop down from that verse and go over to Matthew, starting at verse 18 through 22. Now, early in the morning, as Jesus was coming back to the city, he was hungry. Seeing a long fig tree at the roadside, he went to it and found nothing but leaves on it. And he said to it, "Never again will fruit come from you." And at once the fig tree withered. Okay, now I want you to turn over with me also. Basically the same scripture, but just said in a different way. We're turning over to Mark. And we're going to start once again at Mark chapter 11, but we're now starting at verse 15. Then they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple grounds and began driving out with force the people who were selling and buying animals for sacrifice in the temple area, and overturned the tables of the money changers who made a profit exchanging foreign money for temple coinage, and the seats of those who were selling doves. Okay, jot down to verse, okay, jot down to, I know it was just here. Okay. Okay, go back. I'm sorry. I was out of order. I'm going to start at Mark chapter 11, verse 11 first. Jesus entered Jerusalem and went to the temple enclosure. And after looking around at everything, wait a minute. The devil is a liar. In Jesus' name, God, help me to get back on track. That's not it. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I meant to say verse 13. Seeing at a distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see if he would find anything on it, but he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. He said to it, "No one will ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples were listening to what he said. We can learn a lot from these passages. There are some great lessons we can learn from applying in our own lives from these scriptures, from these passages. I'm going to show you three great points that comes from this passage. One, I believe I had said maybe about a few weeks ago, I had did a reading and I said, I was speaking about the temple that God was driving, had Jesus, this is the second time that Jesus had came to drive out these money changers and all this other stuff. But the Holy Spirit gave me a different perspective on it, that we are the temple of God, and that whatever God has driven out of your life, if he has to turn and he has to turn around and do it again, God is saying that there is an issue then. If he has to keep driving out the same thing that he's already driven out beforehand. In Matthew chapter 21, verse 18 and 22, first we see it's the opposite way. First he comes in. He drives out the money changers from the temple. Then he goes and he speaks about the fig tree. But in Mark chapter 11, first he goes to the fig tree, then he drives out the money changers. This is very significant. This is very significant because the first time dealing with the church, the temple, we are the church. We are the church. The Greek word for church is, I don't know, this word is so hard to pronounce, but please bear with me. It's spelled E-K-K-L-E-S-I-A, ekklesia. And it just simply means that the Greek word for church means people assembled, the Lord's assembly, all those who have been called out by God. We are the church. And we also are the temple of the living God. When people come into the church, they greet, they meet us, they see us, they should see the Christ in us, they should see God in us, the fruits of God in us, the fruits of the Spirit in us. They see us first before they see the building. If you meet somebody on the street and you're doing ministry for God, they see you first. So when they approach you, they should see something different in you. They should see that a certain way about you, the way you talk, the way you speak, the way you act, your character. They should see the Christ coming out of you. They should see the light of you being different, because we are different from the world. We are in the world, but we are different. We are a particular people. So as they see you, even from a distance, they should see difference as you approach them. And this is what leads me to Jesus. Jesus saw this fig tree at a distance, and he spots it, and he sees it from a distance. It has leaves, but Jesus knows that it should be possessing fruit. Now, fig trees, when they are planted, from the time they are planted to the time they grow to full maturity, that takes 3 years. And a fig tree grows in a different way. The fig trees grow first, producing the fruit before you see the leaves. So a fig tree that is not producing fruit is because it has not reached maturity. But the fruit is how the fig tree creates seed. I'm gonna say that again. But the fruit on the fig tree is how it creates seed. So when the fruit comes first, the fruit comes, and when you see the fruit, you're able to create seed. I want you to remember that I said that to you. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, it speaks about the fruits of the Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Spirit are. So he cursed the fig tree because he knew that the fig tree should have had fruit on it. This was not the, this fig tree was not in season. Typically, you would not find fruit on this tree at this particular season. But, you know, God and God's ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. Turn with me to let me get my scriptures right. I had them all written down. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. You get it? Okay. Yeah, got it. Thank you. Sorry, I had papers all over the place. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word of an official messenger. Be ready when the time is right and even when it is not. Keep your sense of urgency, whether the opportunity seems favorable or unfavorable, whether convenient or inconvenient, whether welcome or unwelcome. Correct those who err in doctrine or behavior. Warn those who sin. Exhort and encourage those who are growing towards spiritual maturity with inexhaustible patience and faithful teaching. So with God, I know there are some Bible scholars, there are some mature Christians on this line. So basically, God is saying we're supposed to be ready. And this is why he cursed the fig tree, because he knew that even though it wasn't the season for the fruit, it should have been there. It should have been there. It should have been there. I heard pastors say, we can't be in the process of getting ready. We have to be ready. We have to be ready because Christ is coming back. He's coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. And I just told you, we are the church. We are the church. We must be ready that when he comes back, we won't have a chance to go back and get anything. You won't have a chance to go back and grab this, grab that, straighten out this. Christ is coming like a thief in the night. So these fruits of the Spirit have to be in us. These fruits of the Spirit have to be evident in us. We have to be loving. We have to have joy. We have to have peace. And as we meet people, the first they should see is the fruits of the Spirit. Are they seeing that in you? Are they seeing that in me? Are they, when they come to immediately to see us, do they see the Christ in us? In your personal lives, in your home, do they see the love of God in you? Do they see the joy, the peace, the forbearance, the kindness, the goodness, the faithfulness? Do they see the self-control that when things are going on or when somebody has hurt you carelessly or said something that you didn't like, does your flesh immediately come back into play? Like it was supposed to be dead, but it comes jumping right up immediately, and you say, look, get away from me. I don't feel like dealing with this today, blah, 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 blah. No, that's not the fruits of the Spirit. There's wrong. It's error. There's error. Hallelujah. There's error. 1 Corinthians 6, chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. I have that here, too. But it's the sense of time. I'm sorry. These scriptures, I had markers everywhere, but I guess they must have just... Okay, 1 Corinthians. Sorry. I won't be before you long. 1 Corinthians, chapter 6. But I was going to put this on my computer, but the Holy Spirit say, no, I want you to go back to the book, back to the basics, and I want you to do it that way. So, hallelujah. I've basically been up all night. My spirit has just been just feeling just great. It's been feeling great. It really has. 6 and 19 and 20. Hold on. Okay, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is within you, whom you have received as a gift from God, and that you are not your own property? You were bought with a price. You were actually purchased with the precious blood of Jesus and made his own. So then honor and glorify God with your body, fruit of the Spirit. We must have the fruits of the Spirit. God should not have to keep. God came, Jesus came two times to clean this temple, and he cursed this fig tree in two different ways. If the fig tree does not have fruit, how can it plant seeds? If we're not walking in the fruit of the Spirit, how can we plant seeds? The seed is the word of God, and the ground is our heart. Just as a seed has to remain in the ground over time to germinate, so the word of God has to abide in us. Jesus said this in John chapter 15, verse 7. I'm just going to go right there real quick. And Jesus said, if ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. But if you're not walking in the fruits of the Spirit, and you're walking in error, and there is little things that are going on that are popping up in your heart, and you know that they are there, and you're not addressing them, how can you plant seeds? How can God's word germinate in your heart, germinate in other people's hearts? When you sow to the Spirit, you make a spiritual investment by depositing the word of God, the good seed of God, into your heart. You will have a harvest of life everlasting. But if you're walking in error because of the fruits of the Spirit, if you're not sowing joy, love, and peace, and love and kindness and forbearance and self-control, we can't plant seeds because we should be mature Christians by now. That's the point I'm trying to make. We should be ready to reach when by the time Christ comes and when Christ comes to find us, we should be at the pinnacle. Pinnacle, the word meaning P-I-N-N-A-C-C-L-E, means a high mountaintop, the best or most important part of something, the point of greatest success and achievement. But if you're not walking, if you're not allowing the fruits of the Spirit to resonate and get down in your heart, allowing little things to come up, little things that shouldn't be bothering you no more, little things that should be dead, that should be mortified, And as mature Christians, we know the things that we struggle with, but we also know the things that God is trying to speak to you about. These may be small, insignificant things to you, but they mean a lot. That when you stand before God, we don't want there to be a spot, wrinkle, or blemish, because that's what He's coming back for. We have to be free of these things. And God, and you know, Jesus knows just what we're going through because He lived in a body, and He went through everything that we went through. But yet He did not sin, and He said, "Greater things than this we'll be able to do." We do not compromise or deviate from God's will or standards, but we walk only in His path. We hear only His voice. And when we get to that pinnacle point where we just hear only God's voice, all other voices are drowned out. All other voices are drowned out. Family, friends, situations, people, places, whatever the situation is, they're all drowned out. We're only focused on God and on what He has for us to do to get us to this pinnacle point, a high mountaintop, an important part where we are achieving the best we can achieve for God, where God is getting the best from us, that we are not compromising in any way, not even when it comes to our family, not even when it comes to our children, mother, father, sister, brother. We are just walking uprightly before God, and we are just doing what God calls us to do. There are also three key points about the fig tree that I want us to take from today. One is false appearances. Jesus cursed the fig tree because it had the appearance of fruitfulness, but it was deceptive. It lacked fruit. It didn't have the right fruit on it, and it should have had it because Jesus saw this from a distance. God is watching us. God knows our hearts and our thoughts are far off. So, you know, God has His eye on the sparrow, so He sees you afar off. He knows us. And He knows how long we've been saved. He knows when He calls us out of darkness. He knows what should and should not be in you. He's seen this fig tree. And that's why they said from a distance He looked. He's seen the leaves. He said, okay, when I get up there, there should be some fruit up there. Because you've been serving enough, long enough. You got enough in you that there should be some fruit. Number two, biblical hypocrisy. There are many times in Scripture where Jesus addresses the topic of hypocrisy. This tree was a vivid depiction of it. In Matthew 23, verses 27 and 28, I'm not going to go there for the sake of time. I'm just going to paraphrase. The Pharisees, Jesus was questioning and the Pharisees about being hypocrites, good on the outside, but in the inside, they was all messed up. So maybe sometime today you can go and look at that scripture, Matthew chapter 23, verses 27 and 28. And the third point is living a fruitful life. We must be careful. We don't give the world an appearance of having the fruit of the Spirit, but upon examination, we are no different than the world. That is a bad, bad place to be in. That is a bad, bad place to be in as believers in Christ Jesus. If we walk in the fruits of the Spirit, if we're walking in the fruits of the Spirit, we can judge about where we should be in Christ, because faith expresses itself through love. You can check your love by others as way of monitoring your faith. In Galatians chapter 5 and verses 9, it says, "A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump." A little leaven is a little bit of yeast, and it can cause the whole lump of dough to rise. But it only takes one wrong person to infect all the others by persuasion. And I said, as being the church, we don't need that. A little leaven, one person, can affect the whole assembly, because we're all joined together. And this is why it's so important that the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. We must continue to pray for one another, not judge one another. The fruit of the Spirit is spontaneous, the work of the Holy Spirit in us. The Spirit produces these character traits, which are found in the nature of Christ. They are the byproduct of Christ's control, and we can't obtain them by trying to get them without his help. If we want the fruit of the Spirit to grow in us, we must join our lives to his, to Christ. We must know him, love him, remember him, and imitate him in all that we do. And God is interested in every part of our life, not just the spiritual part. As we live by the Holy Spirit, support Holy Spirit's power, we need to submit every aspect of our life to God, emotionally, physically, socially, intellectually, vocationally. We're saved. We're saved. That's what I'm trying to say. So live it and like it. Enjoy it. It's fun serving God. It's refreshing. Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. We're saved. Sin has no more power over us, and the fruits of the Spirit should be evidence of that. Walking in the fruits of the Spirit every day, not just with your family, not just with those that you love, but even those that you know that are despitefully used, those that you know that are hurting you, those that you know that are talking about you, slandering you. Yes, even those people, as Pastor just said on yesterday, Jesus knew that Judas was going to betray him. Jesus already knew all that, but he was walking with them. And my last and final scripture, for those that are saying, okay, we want Christ to come. Come, we're ready. We're ready for you to come. I'm just going to give you one last scripture to consider, and this comes from Amos in the Old Testament, chapter 5, verse 18. And as I said, this comes from the Amplified Version. Woe, judgment is coming to you who desire the day of the Lord, expecting rescue from the Gentiles. Why would you want the day of the Lord? It is darkness, judgment, and not light, and rescue and prosperity. It is as if a man runs from a lion, escaping one danger, and a bear meets him, so he dies anyway, or goes home and leans with his hand against the wall, and a snake bites him. Will not the day of the Lord be darkness instead of light, even very dark, with no brightness in it? We got to get it together. We got to make sure that we are ready. Make sure you are ready. Make sure you got the fruit. Make sure you're producing it. Because if you're not producing fruit, you haven't reached maturity. If you're still letting little things that should not be in your mortal body, in your heart, and let's add to those some of those things that Pastor Bradford was speaking about, unforgiveness and anger and holding grudges and not wanting to love, not wanting to support one another, not wanting to pray for one another. I'm not going to pray for that person. I don't pray for that person. Let somebody else pray for them. That's you're not serving with the right heart and the right mind. What if Jesus thought that way about us, about you, about me? What if God just said, you know what, I ain't doing nothing. I'm tired. I'm not doing this no more. This message, after God had gave it to me, that one the question that I asked in the beginning, are you really ready? And as I meditated on that question, I wrote down a response. And I said, no, I'm not ready, God. Because I didn't count the cost of what it is to serve you and to know you. I feel the weight of my sins, and I don't like this separation from you. And I begin to weep in my bed. And I begin to have a heart-to-heart talk with Jesus. That and God began to download some stuff in my heart, begin to show me some visions and some other things. And he began to comfort me. And I just rest in him. And I just sat here in this bed and I just let him hold me and caress me and love me. And I felt the embodiment and the presence of God right here in this room. The beginning of fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And I thank God for my growth, and I thank God for taking me to higher heights and deeper depths in him. And I thank God for just my great salvation and joining me together with a group of people who are truly my sisters and brothers in Christ. I feel the embodiment of us all, that you are my family, whether I know you or not, that we are a body and that we are brothers and sisters. I need you. You need me. We cannot accomplish these things alone. As the Holy Spirit was downloading these things to me, I said, God, I'm not worthy. I am the least of these. I began to talk like Moses. I'm the least of these. I'm not a murderer, but God, who am I to go to your people and deliver this message? Make sure you are ready. Who am I, God? God said, you're the one I chose, and you're going to do it, because I'm propelling you forward. I'm taking you higher. I'm pulling you by the hand, hallelujah, because I'm about to destroy these things behind you, so I'm pulling you to the next place to grab your family and get out of this place. Get out of this hole that you're in. Get out of this desolated place of wickedness and sin. I'm pulling you out. And then you will know that I am God. And then the work and the healing can begin. Make sure you are ready. Thank you, Pastor. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray that I have represented you in the right way, God. I pray, God, that your people have been edified. And Lord Jesus, that you have been glorified, Father. Thank you for using me. Thank you for them as well. Purge us and prune us from all unrighteousness, God, that we can bring forth much fruit, God. Help us, God, to be prepared, God, in every way to meet you, God, without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. Everyone, have a blessed day in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the Lord. Amen on my soul and all that is within me. Amen. Make sure you are ready. Amen. Make sure that you are ready. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen for, amen, that in-depth teaching. Amen. Hallelujah. And revelation on the fig tree. Amen. Glory be to God. I got some insight on that this morning. Amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Yeah, I got some wonderful insight. Amen. You said so many powerful things on today, how God will drive it out. Amen. I like that, how he drove out the temple. Amen. He'll drive it out of us. Amen. But you said another thing. You said that Jesus, amen, or saw from afar off, amen, that it was leaves, amen. But the point that he was making was by the time as I get to you, there ought to be some fruit. Oh, my God. It's some leaves right now, Sister Shannon says, amen. But make sure you're ready that by the time Jesus get to you, there'll be some fruit. Oh, my God, that's powerful. Amen, that's powerful. You got to be ready, saints, amen. Be ready in season and out of season. Amen. That was good revelation there. Amen. Glory be to God. Walking in the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Planting seed. Amen. Drowning out the voices. Amen. Reaching the pinnacle. Amen. Letting God, amen, fulfill his purposes in our life. Giving God your best, your very best. Amen. No false appearances. Mm-mm-mm. No hypocrisy. And different from the world. Amen. Why? Because then she summed it up and said, because judgment is coming. Amen. A judgment is coming. Amen. Saints, amen. Don't be found getting ready, but be ready. Don't be like the five foolish virgins. Be like the five wise virgins. Have that oil in your lamp. Glory be to God. Be ready. Be ready. I heard the preacher say the other night, glory be to God, how some people make appointments with God to sin. Lord, I'm repenting right now for what I'm going to do tomorrow. Because you already made it in your heart. It's already in your heart that you're going to do it. Glory be to God. Amen. Saints, be ready. Amen. Be ready. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. That was a very, very insightful and delightful teaching. Amen. Glory be to God. You gave a lot of wonderful revelations there, beloved. Amen. There are some things when I created our service this morning, and Sister Shannon had given us her lesson, the title of her lesson, make sure you're ready. I put this in here. I put her title down. I didn't know which angle she was coming from. I never do. And so this is what I put. I put there are some things in life that you cannot leave up the chance. Beloved, we have to make sure, make very sure, amen, that we are ready. Amen. And so we want to thank you, Minister Shannon, amen, for allowing the Lord to, you say you've been holding on to that word for a few weeks. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for the word working and for you sharing with that on us, to us, amen, on today. Amen. And so thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Before we move forward, amen. As we know, we normally give everybody a minute afterwards, amen, if it's anything they wanted to announce or that type of thing. But we just want to say we'll give you 1 minute if there's any last comment that you'd like to make. So we'll give you another minute before we move forward.
Thank you, Pastor. I just want to say, you know, we just got to be ready. You know, things are going on in this world. God is moving. It's accelerating. He's doing a new thing. Shall we not see it? Shall it not spring forth? It's springing forth. And God is accelerating these things. He's pouring out his spirit, even more upon people. Different people are going to be popping up, God. You know, the race is not given to the swift. And it's not given to the educated and those who don't understand the kingdom stuff. And I know that now that I'm sitting alone with God, he's downloading some stuff to me, and I'm seeing different things and visions, and I'm just allowing him to you know, use me, because I got work to do. We got work to do. The kingdom of God is at hand, and I just want us all to grow up to spiritual maturity, the pinnacle. And that's going to, and God has already given me a vision of a book, and the pinnacle is actually going to be the title of the book, the pinnacle. So let us just remember that we got to keep praying for one another, and we can't stop. And stop looking at on the outward appearance. If God can talk through a donkey, he can use anybody. We just got to be open up our spiritual eyes. And see, eat, crow, and grow. I don't care who comes to chastise me. If I know it's coming from a place of love, I receive it always. And I'm always going to be the most transparent person, because I want to be used and I want to be helped. I don't want to stay in mediocrity. It's time for us to get out of our boats and allow God to use us. Thank you, Pastor.
Hey, you're welcome. Amen. Thank you for your comments. Amen. In the King James Version, amen, the Bible calls the donkey the ass. And you just said that God can use any donkey. I'm going to get a little radical this morning and say God can use any ass. Amen. Let him use yours. Amen. Yeah, I know I get a little radical, a little crazy, but I keep it in the Word. I keep it in the Word. Amen. All right. Thank you, my sister. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. Make sure you are ready. Make sure you're ready. Amen. Oh, my God. Make sure you're ready. God bless you, sister. We appreciate you. All right, saints. Amen. That's the word for the day. We heard it. Look, let me tell you something.
We thank God for this brand new day, a day we have never seen. Beloved, 24 hours from now, we don't know who's going to be here. 24 hours from now, maybe even before the sun go down, beloved, we don't know who's going to be here. It don't take but a second. It don't take a second. Glory be to God for a vein to pop in your head. Some of you may have aneurysms you don't even know about. So, look, sometimes you don't always get a warning. Look, when I got a warning that I had an aneurysm, that thing, my doctors are still amazed because God gave me a one second notice. It was 1 second. And if I hadn't been sensitive to my spirit, I would have missed it. Beloved, people have aneurysms in their belly that could pop while you get up to walk to the bathroom. People out here in the streets, cowboys and Indians shooting just to be shooting. Bullets don't have no name on it. Beloved, and we live like God owe us something. And we living like God promised us tomorrow. And we making all these plans like we guaranteed to be there. The Bible calls you a fool. Because, beloved, we don't know what the day holds. And wouldn't it be a shame for death to come knocking on your door and you ain't ready? And not only that, if the rapture take place, today could be the day Jesus said, I'm coming back from a church. Because why? Everything has been fulfilled in the Gospels. Nothing else needs to be done. God is just waiting for that last person to get saved. Who knows? That might have been the person you drew to Christ on yesterday. Beloved, any moment now, we inhale and exhale without thinking about it. Our heart is beating at some ridiculous amount of times per minute. We don't think about it. We get in our cars and drive like we guaranteed to reach our destination. One car accident to take you out of here. Why? Because some person was texting and driving. And we're going to wait till tomorrow to get things right. But, lovely, we better wake up. We better get desperate. We better get serious and get on our A game and live today like today's your last. Because you know what? It might be. And don't wait till tomorrow to witness to that person that you don't have 25 opportunities to witness to. I'm going to talk to them tomorrow. Suppose they die tonight. You want that blood on your hand? You can't make nobody get saved. You got an obligation to share the gospel. And stop making excuses, because God ain't taking not a one excuse when we see him. Beloved, be sure, be very sure that you're ready. That you ready. I remember when my daughter, amen, got married last year, whenever it was. All these months go so fast. Glory be to God. And I got all pretty up. Glory be to God. And my children said I was cute. Glory be to God. Amen. And after I got all dressed up and stuff, I said, okay, y'all come get me now. I'm ready. My hair was did. My makeup was did. Everything was did. I was ready. If they got there the next minute, the next hour, I was ready. But love, we got to be ready, not getting ready. You ever been to somebody's house and you go pick them up and you outside in the car and they got you waiting? I used to be the transportation driver for the church years ago at Temple. Went all the way around the world to pick people up, get there early in the morning so we can get back to church, and they got you in the car. Got you in the car waiting for them. That's so disrespectful. They getting dressed. And you've been there, you done got dressed, got out of your way, and here it is 10, 15, 20 minutes, you sitting in the car for them to come on out. Because they wasn't ready. Well, beloved, let me tell you something. Jesus ain't waiting like that. We wait. Glory to Jesus. They ain't waiting like that, baby. When the trumpet sound, you can't tell the Lord, give me 20 minutes, Lord. Amen. I got to make a phone call. I got to get some things right over here with my sister, with my brother. Wait a minute, Lord. Give me a minute. Hold it. Hey, hold the train up, y'all. I'll be there. Can y'all come back tomorrow? Saints, you got to be ready to hop the look, okay, I'm finished. I don't even know why, Lord, because I'm about to give me the benediction, but I just got Sister Channing done stirred something up here. So you go out there to catch the bus today because you want to go downtown. Glory be to God, huh? And you get to the bus stop and you just missed the bus, amen, 5 seconds ago. Huh? Well, you might still get downtown, but you ain't getting down on that bus. Beloved, you better be at the bus stop when the bus comes. Or you're going to miss your connection. Well, I got to get on this bus so I can catch that. Yeah, but you missed that bus, so now you're going to miss your connection for the next bus. You better be at the bus stop ready when the bus comes. Beloved, we don't know when Jesus is coming. The rapture could take place today, and if the rapture don't take place, if death takes place, that's still your rapture. None of us came to this earth to stay. Beloved, none of us. We are all here on a temporary assignment. Nobody knew the day you was born, and nobody know the day you're going to die. But sure enough, if you was born, you're going to die because you're leaving here. Now, what type of report are you going to... Sister Lauren said, is it worth it? However you living, whatever, is it worth it? If it is, then keep doing it. Keep doing it if it's worth it, because you're going to pay the piper. You're going to pay the piper. Huh? The Lord, I'm sitting here talking to the Lord last night, and that's it. Well, I'm finished. The Lord gave me a thought, and I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget it. And I heard somebody say something about heaven and hell. Was it real? And then the Holy Spirit said, you're fine now. Heaven ain't real. Hell ain't real. Guess what? We ain't going to argue with you because you're going to find out. God ain't real. You're going to find out. You don't read what you sow. You're going to find out. You're going to find out. Amen. We bless the Lord. Thank you so much. Amen. All right. Amen. Bless be the name of the Lord. Today is offering day here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Glory be to God. You can sow into good soil when you sow here. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We're in 35 million households now. Okay. Now, somebody asked me to explain this. I'm going to explain it one more time. So at 7 o'clock in 1 minute, okay, this is what you do. Amen. For those of you, right now, we're showing the same broadcast all week long. We show one broadcast every week until I go into the studio and do something different, okay? So this is what you do. If you have a smart TV, you go to your smart TV and you go to ICN Impact Network, ICN Impact Network, okay? And you'll see us there at 7 o'clock today, this morning, and then we'll be back tonight at 8 p.m., okay? Now, for the others of you, go to your phones, your iPhone, your Android, okay, to the Play Store and download free ICN Impact Network. That's all you got to do, okay? We're on 6 times a week. Okay, today, Friday, we'll be on at 7 o'clock, like right now, this minute, and then back at Glory Be to God at 8. Now, for those of you with that too complicated, I text you a link. All you have to do is hit that link. It's going to take you right in. Amen. Spread the word. Spread the word. Amen. Glory be to God. And the next step for our ministry, which is on the agenda, is we'll have our own app. So instead of looking for ICN Network, you'll be looking for Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries and downloading that. All right. That's our next step. But we're going to take it one step at a time. All right. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Beloved. Amen. I believe we have an administrative assistant. amen, for the ministry. Amen. I'll be making a report. Amen. And keep you abreast. Thank you for your prayers. Things are coming together very, very nicely. And God knows Pastor Bradford needs some help. And help is finally here. Amen. Glory be to God. All right. How do you sow into the ministry? $ Life Word Jesus. $ Life Word Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Hit the donate button, lifewordjesus.org, and hit the donate button, and you can sow there too. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. And we thank God, because when you sow, you are actually, it's like when you sow into this ministry, this is what's happening right now. The same way you cannot drive your car unless you go to the gasoline station and put some gas in it. I don't care how pretty it is, how clean it is, how new it is. Okay. When you sow into this ministry, beloved, you're putting fuel in the tank. Now the car can go, because the car can't go on empty. And that's the way God made it. That's the way God made it. Amen. God's, amen. People aren't supposed to be at the bank trying to get a loan. Amen. He said, amen, bring some meat into my storehouse. That's the way God set it up, where the body of Christ is supposed to fund, amen, the vision. Amen. And guess what? And so now when the reward for that comes, you are a partaker of that. Amen. We're in 35 million households. Somebody getting saved. Oh, you best believe somebody getting saved. We're all in Africa. We're in 140 countries. You best believe somebody. Y'all know if Pastor Bradford talking, somebody getting saved, because I'm coming with the word. But guess what? When you sold into this ministry and that person got saved, it is just not a crown in Pastor Bradford's hat. Glory be to a star in my crown, a star in Pastor Charles' crown. It's a star in your crown. Because you put the fuel in the tank. And if you hadn't put the fuel in the tank, we wouldn't have got this. And that's how God did it. You can do ministry from your bedroom when you sow. Amen. Into good soil. Amen. And glory be to God. At least now you see where the money's going. And you're also concerned about pastor, and pastor about to bring on an assistant. And you know the assistant got to get some form of compensation. All right, so you so concerned about pastor, so now you see where the money going. Amen, and we blessed be the name of the Lord. That ain't all we do either, amen. Hallelujah, that's not all we do, amen. We believe in helping people, amen. This is what we do. All right, that's it for today. What's the weather? We're going to be at the altar prayer at 12 o'clock. Meet us there. No Friday night prayer tonight. We meet at the Friday night altar every other Friday. Amen. Spiritual warfare training tomorrow at 8 o'clock a.m. Amen. 8 o'clock. Spiritual warfare training on our prayer line number. All right. All right, that's it. I love y'all. Thank you so much. Thank you again, Sister Shannon. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for these last 6 weeks. I'm telling you, it has just been a blessing. Amen. It's been a blessing. Father, we say thank you for the service. Thank you for the word. Father, thank you for helping us, Father. God, we got to stop playing. We got to stop playing, Father. Like we can get things right tomorrow and we don't even know if we got tomorrow. Father God, help us to be ready. So that by the time you get to us, it'll be some fruit. We ain't gonna tell the truth. We ain't much fruit right now, Father. We pretty leafy. But by the time you get to us, Jesus said, by the time I get to the fig tree, I want to see some fruit. By the time you get to us, whenever that is, we gonna have some fruit so that we can plant some seed. Hallelujah. And you will be glorified. And we say thank you. Help us not to be in the right place the wrong time today. We cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity in Jesus' name. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the increase in the ministry, Father God. We say thank you for the fruit. The fruit, Father God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We want to say thank you for the foundation in this ministry that's going to stand till Jesus comes. It ain't even about me. It ain't about none of us, Father God. The foundation in this ministry is established that regardless of who take over or who run it, Father God, it's already established. The work is put in. And we're going to continue working, Father, until you say, enough is enough. Hallelujah. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And we say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now to him was able to keep you from falling and to present your faults for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. And we decree and we declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Meet us at the altar at 12 o'clock today. Telephone number 385-799-9729. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord.
In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure your anchor holds and grip a solid, rock. That rock is Jesus. He is the one. That rock is Jesus. He is the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor hold.
That you're ready to meet Jesus at your appointed time, because you have an appointment and you will not be late and you will not be able to reschedule it. Be very sure. Pastor Bradford signing out. I love you, love you, love you. Have an awesome, awesome, awesome day in Jesus' name. Amen.